This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can, again, watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can also give me your email address. We send out one email a week. I'll let you know what's coming up on the show. Some of these we're selling, pushing, events that are coming up, all kinds of information you might be able to use. And I do appreciate you following us and just actually being with us, you know, being with us on the radio and other places. If you want our app, we're still in beta testing, if you would, with the app. They are available, though, on Android and the Android store and the Apple store. You pull them down, let me know what you think. Send me an email. Tell me what needs to be fixed how the flow might work better for you. Because, again, I know how to use some of this stuff. I don't really think for everybody else, but whatever you can do to help would be great. Also, big, gorgeous donate button right there on the site, too. Because I don't want to call them social media outlets. They're not. I mean, seriously, they're the social media stiflers. I mean, when they're stifling Tulsi Gabbard, what's her name? Gabbard? Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii. She's a Dem. She's on their side. So they have already decided who they want to be for president, who they want the message to get out on. So, you know, they're stifling guys like me and a whole bunch of other people getting their message out as well. Well, here's one that should make you nuts because it's made me nuts. The UN body passed resolutions accusing only Israel, this is rich, only Israel of women's rights violations. So Norway and six EU states joined Saudi Arabia and Iran in charging that the Israeli occupation remains a major obstacle for Palestinian women and girls in achieving social equality. That's just rich. Coming from a group that limits their education, limits their driving rights, limits the clothes they can wear, and women can be flogged for all intents and purposes, or let's put it in a more favorable light, they can be whipped for not being out with the proper male companion. Norway and six EU countries voted the United Nations in favor of two resolutions that singled out Israel for criticism as a violator of women's rights and human rights. Israel was the only country named on Tuesday as a violator of the, or trouble spot, by the 54-nation UN Economic and Social Council during the session. Now that's amazing. Like, again, it's amazing. Those other countries have never been called out. I wonder why. The council's rotating president is currently the Norwegian UN ambassador of France, the Netherlands, Denmark, Ireland, Luxembourg, Malta joined Saudi Arabia, Iran, China, Russia, Venezuela, right? Like they should still get a vote. And 29 other nations are supporting a resolution that says the Israeli occupation remains a major... You know, let's talk about how stupid this is. Now, if I'm wrong, call me out, because last I recall, wasn't it the UN that basically decided where Israel was going to end up? What their role was in the region, what land belonged to them. So the same ones that gave them the land, the same ones that laid out the the territories, the same ones that said this is how it's going to go down, now say that the Israelis are occupying. Well, technically they're right. The Israelis are occupying the land that the UN gave them, that the UN laid out, that the UN set the guidelines for. So how is it Israelis' fault? Right? That's like you've given your son the keys to the car and say, go ahead, use the car. And he comes over and says, how dare you use my car? This is the most confusing thing in the world with these people. Another resolution that passed mentioned social repercussions of the Israeli occupation. Only Canada and the United States voted against the resolution. The United Kingdom, Germany, Brazil, Mexico, Romania, and the Ukraine were among the nine nations that abstained. It's really funny that the United Nations, United Kingdom would abstain. I don't get that one at all. Now, Nikki Haley, the previous U.S. ambassador to the U.N., tweeted, it amazes me how the U.N. condones votes like these. It's a total mockery of human rights to allow Saudi Arabia, Iran, Pakistan, and Yemen to name Israel as the world's only violator of women's rights. It's embarrassing. Oh, she's so right. Right? There were all of us who tweeted out immediately that the U.N. just condemned Israel as the world's only violator of women's rights. I mean, how can you take them seriously? How can you believe, you know, again, another time, President Trump, right on the numbers, the U.N. for all intents and purposes is useless. Do they do some good things? Of course they do. But they waste more of our money and time and aggravation doing dumb things like this. Thus, lawmakers from six parties, including the ruling People Party for Freedom and Democracy, submitted a parliamentary, I can't pronounce half the stuff, a parliamentary query with critical questions to the foreign minister over the vote. Right? They asked the minister simply, do you consider this proportional? So they're not going to let this go anytime soon. You know that. Because this really has nothing to do with women's rights. You all know that, right? This has everything to do with their hate for Israel. That's what it has. It's amazing to me. This little dot on the map causes them so much heartburn. Little dot on the map makes them so nuts. I just find it so interesting. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. Don't go far. Just a lot of crazy stories after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
See, we have happy stuff. Welcome back to, another session. Session after session. Got a little bit, taking baby bites, right? Of sanity. I mean, seriously, we're talking about some of the things that we're talking about. People are scratching their heads going, come on, that can't be true. It's got to be fake news, a fake story. No, it doesn't have to be fake. I mean, this stuff is crazy because we keep allowing them to get away with it. Stop them from getting away with it. It's that simple. Not that hard to figure out. You know, I mean, you hear this outrageous, and then you still vote for the same person. You people, and again, I'm not trying to be cruel or mean or anything else, but you people in Baltimore, you deserve who you get. What have you had? You have three mayors in a row that either have been accused of and or stepped down before they're about to be indicted for something? Seriously? Just too much for my mind to grasp. 855 Real Joe, 855 732 5562. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The CNN host says, you know, that black woman who exposed Cummings, he was all over her. One of our favorite guys to make fun of, Brian Stelter, the CNN host, he hates President Trump. He doesn't dislike him. There's nothing he just thinks he shouldn't be. He hates him. Just hates him. And it's even worse when he finds out positive stuff being posted on Fox News. And his vendetta against the network has got something to do with the continued trouncing it gives his network in the ratings. Constantly. Remember, we did the numbers last week. How bad CNN was doing. And for whatever reason, Stelter used his show, Reliable Sources, on Sunday to attack a black female contributor to Fox News. Can you imagine any one of us going after one of the black, or even a male, black at CNN, a commentator? Right? We would be racist, homophobic, something or others, I'm sure. He attacked the president, always, because he's not going to miss an opportunity to do that, right? But it was Kimberly Klasick that had him more furious. Now, if you look at my Facebook page, I've got bits and pieces of her video that she put up. She went out and took in the streets of Baltimore. She went to the people of Baltimore and interviewed them with one black woman named Michelle defending Trump. That is what made Stelter furious. Right? He went on the attack against this black Republican woman who doesn't fit his mold. See, to them, really, truly, the majority of it, I don't mean 51%, I'm like up at the 88%. The majority of Democrats think if a black person is conservative in any way, or for Republicans in any way, then he's an Uncle Tom or an Auntie Tom, or uses some other terminologies I would never use. Can you imagine that? And we're the racist. They can't see. You got to be dumber than dumb. Dumber than the average black person. Their words, not mine. To be able to vote for a Republican. That's how they see it. You haven't got two brain cells rubbed together to figure out what you need to do. If you don't find that repulsive, you're out of your mind. You go, I'm going to say that Fox brought in a guest named Kimberly Klasick, who went to impoverished parts of West Baltimore and made videos of ruined row homes. Fox called her a Republican strategist, but there's no evidence that she's ever been employed by a campaign. Now, she did run for a local position, and she lost. And they call her a Republican strategist, and then she started getting booked on TV again and again and again as a so-called strategist. Her LinkedIn profile says she's a commentator, not on a contract, which means she goes to these places for free. Some people believe in what they're doing. They're willing to go without money. Earlier this month, she decided to take on Cummings by making videos about Baltimore's rundown neighborhoods. The CNN commentator said, wait, look at, the president is getting information from some black woman on the street, basically. Like, how does he know this is even true? How dare he step out of this role? I don't know. Stelter, I don't get you at all half the time. I don't know whose side you're on. So obviously, you're in the pocket of the left. You're in the pocket of the left-leaning media and the Democrats. You've never called them out for anything. That's the thing. You ever notice that? They never called them out for anything. They're all gods. I've been telling you that for a long time. They're all gods. You know, and he goes on to say that there's issues here on so many levels. Factually, morally, it's more of the same by the president. Again, tell me what the racist term was or the overtone towards black people. I'd like to know. Is it kind of racist to think that a certain group needs your help because you're better than them? Isn't that basically what's going on there? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325. This stuff is just too good to give in. And they're all over the place. This stuff, you can find most of these on your own. You don't need me for this. But this is, again, one of those things that shows you how much better they are than you. Just ask them. They'll be more than happy to tell you. Pelosi's back in the mail. I should say in the email and the news and the whatever. And she's telling her colleagues to stop trashing Trump. Because she's not going to back impeachment. And she warned them late last week to stop the impeachment. Stop talking about them. Stop doing them. Stop putting them out in front. She knows she's been through this. She's a seasoned legislator. Look at it's the same argument I had to Republicans over the ACA. Stop repealing it. Stop voting on it. Stop wasting your time on it. You don't have the two-thirds vote to pass it. And should every Democrat got drunk during the day and pass that bill? I mean, I'm sorry. Pass the repeal of ACA. Obama would have vetoed it. It was a waste of time, paper, brain space, the whole nine yards. And Nancy's out there warning these people. Right? And she's telling them, look, no matter what side of this you're on, whether you're on the side to impeach or not impeach, stop talking negatively about each other. Isn't that interesting? Her whole job is not to save America, but it's to work to save her party right now. I mean, there's people coming, I have no other name for them, those lunatics talking about the stuff, they're getting more, the AOCs of the world are getting more camera time than the 2020 Democratic candidates. Got to be infuriating. Joe Lucini, your host, you're listening to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has pardoned five men convicted of crimes, including theft, fraud, and drug trafficking, in addition to commuting the sentences of two others. The president commuted the sentences of Ted Sewell, who was convicted of bribery related to Medicaid fraud, and Ronan Nayami, a Florida man convicted of selling synthetic marijuana. The White House says he has five young children and his wife is suffering from terminal cancer. Trump's clemency action to date have tended to focus on household names and conservatives, including champion boxer Jack Johnson, former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza, and media mogul Conrad Black. He also freed Alice Johnson, who was serving life without parole for drug offenses after her case was championed by reality star Kim Kardashian West. Don't forget, you can listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to The Real Site. Really? On GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So much appreciated. I have committed to mortal sin. No other way to put it. I was drinking coffee in the studio, and some of you saw it all over the place. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Yeah, and I do, and again, like I said, I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. All right, back at it again. You know, we're talking, first of all, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much going on up there, so much you can get involved with. We're talking about Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, she's trying to, I know it sounds like we're hearing different, but she is really trying to turn these people away from the impeachment process. Because she knows it can't help her. It's not going to work for her. And on top of that, not just turning them away from the process itself, but she's trying to get them to understand is, you know, if they're out there disparaging each other, if they're out there pounding on each other, they're just loading the gun, so to speak. They're just giving the ammunition needed, right, for the Republicans later on. This is craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, the more and more and more these guys scream for impeachment, the tougher it's going to be for her to keep pushing them away from it. Right? Now, she could talk, they could talk about impeachment if they want to. Some of them, I think that's personal opinion. I got no proof. But I think that's why Nadler won't let this alone. Why Jerry? I don't think he has any proof really to speak of, and I think he knows it. But I think the problem he's going to have And so when he goes back to his district, they're going to be looking for him. They're going to be asking him, why haven't you impeached yet? What is wrong with you? Don't you think? And it's part of what's going on with the rest of them. Look, I don't know if you noticed this, but I took a quick count today. I think, what do we need, 17 seats in Congress? We only need 17 seats. You think we'll be able to pick those up? I do. See, I'm not concerned. I think we'll be able to hold a Senate, hold a presidency, and pick up more seats in Congress. My problem, fear, concern, whatever you want to call it, is who's going to pick up those seats? We're going to have real Republicans, right? Or we're going to have a bunch of Mitt Romneys again? I don't want Mitt. I don't want anything. I don't want anybody that smells like Mitt, looks like Mitt, thinks like Mitt. I really don't. The guy used to be a true American, and I know we're on a station in Utah, and please forgive me if you're in love with the guy. I can't be. Every chance he gets, he turns around. This becomes a match between him and the president. And the president's willing to, look at Mitt. Mitt lost my respect when he wouldn't come out after Obama. When he wouldn't hold Obama's feet to the fire. And he let Obama get away with just treating Mitt like crap. You guys watched at the time the debates. Obama was sitting in his chair at those debates with Mitt. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. This guy is useless. I'm not worried about him at all. I mean, look at, if you ever go back and get those clips, look at his body language during that whole thing. She said, do what you have to do for your districts, but don't disparage those who are not in it with you. She said not to make it a thing about their patriotism or lack thereof. Now, too late. I mean, you got AOC and a few others. You want to talk about lack of patriotism. The source added that Pelosi even warned them about calling each other out. Pelosi, especially in recent weeks, has been trying to tamp down the infighting. You know, what I really loved was all of a sudden everything's cool and wonderful and normal. Not really, but they're trying to make us believe it is. AOC calls Pelosi racist. Pelosi says, well, there's no hatchet to bury to speak of. I mean, this is how seriously demented they are. Anyway, but the impeachment question threatens to further divide the caucus after Mueller's testimony. There was nothing. Mueller's testimony was bad for them. There's no question about that. Would you agree? And the fact that he really didn't understand or know or remember writing what he wrote in the reports, it's even better. Well, better for us, worse for them. Representative Veronica Escobar of Texas, Democrat, she directly questioned Mueller on whether he was suggesting that Congress impeach Trump. He said, you explained that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse the sitting president of wrongdoing. She quoted Mueller's remarks during the press conference in May that the process other than the criminal justice system to accuse the sitting president of wrongdoing is that impeachment. I'm not going to commit on that, Mueller said. She continued to press the issue with him. He says, what are other constitutional processes, she said. Mueller replied, I think I heard you mention at least one. I mean, what is she asking him for? Doesn't she know? She said impeachment, right? He goes, I'm not going to comment. It's like, you know what to do or not to do it. Stop asking me the question. Stop using me as an out or jump off point. They were looking for cover, so to speak. Right? And again, Representative Mike Johnson tried, and he got blown out of the water. Mueller wouldn't answer the question. I mean, Johnson, when he spoke up, he said, look, the Democrats desperately want you to tell them they should impeach the president. Right? I mean, and Mueller kept telling him, I'm not talking about recommendations. I'm not giving you something to walk out on. So they lost big time with Mueller. They don't know what to do at this point in time. I mean, think about it. They don't have anything to step out on. They don't have anything to fight with. This is going to be what I told you last year. Investigate to impeach. That's all they want to do. They are not concerned. They're not thinking through. Nothing. Let's touch on another fun one. God, some of these are so irritating. This isn't funny. The Dems are complaining. You ready for this one? Well, that's nothing new. I shouldn't start off a sentence with that, right? I should start off with a sentence as usual. As is usual behavior for the Democrats, nothing a Republican does is right, okay, true, or whatever. The announcement last Thursday that Attorney General Bill Barr that the federal government would resume executing death row prisoners after a 16-year hiatus, goes against the principles of conservatives hold dear, limited government, fiscal responsibility, and protection of the sanctity of human life. Isn't that rich? This is the Democrats speaking about the Republicans. Right? Telling us, now think about this, they're willing to protect a criminal. They're willing to protect a guy, a gal, whatever, that mercilessly has killed, sometimes killed 2, 3, 4 times, sometimes wiping out whole families, sometimes killing small children. Right? And they're calling us out on not wanting to protect the sanctity of human life, and yet the innocent baby in the womb is fair game. It's like, you know, when we fish, we at least go out to the ocean, go out to the rivers, we work. We don't go to a barrel and shoot fish in a barrel, as they used to say. Right? As easy as shooting fish in a barrel? New death sentences continue to decrease by 60% since 2000. 9 states have removed the death penalty from their books. Another 4 have halted all executions. You can't include California because California said they want the death penalty. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey, everyone.
everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate your laughing along with me. 855 Real Joe. But listen, send me an email because some of you say, I don't want to call. I don't want to hear my voice, whatever, whatever, whatever. All right, that's fine. That's wonderful. That's great. It doesn't help me, but that's great. So go ahead, send me an email, right? Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. And that way there, you know, just tell me what the question is. If you're nasty, I'll read your name. If you're not nasty, I won't read your name. You know, if you honestly want an answer, then we'll work on it together. All right, so, you know, this is a group that constantly, I should have called them on this one, but there's a group that constantly tries to get a hold of me. They're conservatives that are against the death penalty, or conservatives against capital punishment, okay? As Christians, I don't believe we should be against. I don't think we should be promoting it, egging it on, whipping it through. But, you know, Christ himself said, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. You know, I mean, you as far as the punishment, you've got to read about some of these crimes. And it's not that the liberals are putting this on hiatus because they're such high and mighty people. That's not it at all. I mean, I want you to go down and listen. Look at the stuff that they're trying to allow to happen. Look at the things and the laws that they're trying to change and overturn. None of them are about morality. Right? Pedophilia, they're pushing to make that okay and normal. I mean, think it through. You're going to hear tomorrow night, I'll have Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute on again, about how some of the fights that he's having on behalf of teachers and others are taking the norm, the traditional norm, the okay norm, the moral norms of the Bible, and turning them on their head, not allowing them anymore. When you see all that happening, you have to stop and wonder. You've heard me say, for my Christian friends, you heard me say, remember, the Bible talks about the end time is near when right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right. That's Joe's abbreviated version, but you know what I mean. So when you look at the death penalty, you look at what it's used for, you look at how it's being carried out. It's funny because Gavin Newsom, which is a better name for him, the governor of California, he's decided to put a moratorium on the death penalty, too. On his own, there's no groups pounding him over the head. He just doesn't care for it. The voters of California have voted it in twice, have voted to support it, to uphold it twice. The California Supreme Court held it up as okay. You know, it's really funny how they're looking to make it cruel and unusual punishment. Anybody home? Ripping kids apart in a womb is not cruel and unusual punishment. Now, let's go a little further. Remember, our founding fathers were around during capital punishment that was carried out on a regular basis. I can't find anything in any of their letters they wrote to each other to talk about how they were against it. They didn't like it. They thought it was wrong. Don't you think you'd find something that said it was wrong? In addition to last year, was the fourth year in a row that the U.S. carried out fewer than 30 executions in all, 25 executions in 18, came from only 8 states, or more than half of them from Texas. All right, there you go. That's what's good about Texas. We get rid of the bad stuff. What changed? Think about it. What has really changed? I mean, I think it's partly because people are uncomfortable with responsibility. Really, think about it. We don't want anybody to go to jail for anything. We don't want anybody to be punished for anything. We want everybody to kind of get a free ride. Give them a 5th and 6th and 7th and 8th chance. I mean, big data brought new understanding on the... now, this is what I love. This is what they're pushing on the other side. The cost associated with the death penalty, the likelihood of a wrongful conviction, the bias that plagues death row inmates. Well, then revamp it. And when they say, I know this is what we used to refer to in the military is what they refer to as collateral damage. Right? If one person is put to death and you find out later on that he was innocent, should that change everything? And the big money behind this is because of how many appeals, years, 15, 20, 25 years of appeals. Maybe there needs to be some kind of board or something. I know that you find corruption even in the police departments where evidence is tainted or played with so that they can get the conviction they're looking for. Maybe this is a third party group. I don't know. I don't have the answers for you. But to simply say no more, that's it, I don't think makes any sense. Virginia, Texas, and Missouri are responsible for nearly half of the current federal death sentences. And just 31 of 94 federal judicial districts are responsible for all current sentences. So I guess it depends on where the crime is committed. That's what I mean. Come on, we need to make up our mind. That's what true equality is. When the same punishment or the same reward is doled out for the different things that you do. I mean, for the crimes. I've never got that. I've never got why we can't figure that out, whether it's education, whether it's the criminal justice system, no matter what it is. This equality in this light has not been around for a long time. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Let's see if I got enough time to do this one. Oh, this is great. You wonder why education is so bad and things are demented. A teacher alleges discrimination against a school for firing her after a student got a copy of her topless selfie. My future has been condemned because I'm a female with female breasts. Yeah, that's it. The fact that you decide to, you know, flash them around, I guess that's whatever. I mean, I got male breasts. I don't flash them around. Think they'd fire me for that? Long Island middle school teacher who was fired after a student obtained a topless selfie of her filed a notice of claim Monday against her former employee, alleging that her termination constitutes gender discrimination. You're going to love this. This is great. 25-year-old Lorene Miranda, who was fired Wednesday from a job at Bellpoint Middle School, suggested the school is sexist for firing her, arguing that the distribution of a topless photo of a male teacher would never have resulted in termination. No, but the bottom part would have. I mean, the morality is just gone. I mean, this stuff doesn't mean anything anymore. She says, as a teacher, I'm being punished for being a woman. Think about that. Think about how that's being twisted and looked at. And this will be marked somewhere down in the annals of history of another teacher that was fired for being a woman. That's what we'll hear. Let's see if I can get this thing to give us some sound. Hold on.
After the district became aware of the selfie of my upper torso, which a student had obtained without my knowledge or consent, the administration at South Country School District has made the decision to terminate my services. My career has been ruined. My reputation has been tarnished. I have been stigmatized. Everything I've worked...
I'm curious as to... You know, we tell our kids about sexting. We tell them how bad it is to send those kind of pictures around. And... again, she somehow, or this picture somehow got out, which would have never got out if it wasn't sent to begin with, and it's everybody else's fault. Right?
Worked so hard for since I was 18 years old has been stolen from me because of one innocuous selfie.
Now, we are in the millennial and Z generation. And things have long changed since the days of Playboy magazine. And instead, today, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the display of a woman's chest. Those people...
Because the young kids in the millennial generations... Well, why stop there? What are the kids in high school? What are they? Generation... Whatever they are. They probably want to see her breasts and other breasts as well. Just make it a free-for-all. Let's take all the, stop this R and triple X stuff. Let's just take it all away. Why stop anything? Because none of this stuff hurts them. You know, as a society, look what's going on. We have kids that are shooting up schools and events and what have you, but we won't give it up to mental health. We're going to blame the guns for it, right? We have kids that you just saw what happened in Italy. What was that? One kid had a case of affluenza, and I'm not talking about the flu, because his parents were very well known in the community. They had a lot of money, and that's what caused a kid to drink and wipe out a bunch of other kids. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. What the heck is going on? When do we get back to personal responsibility? When do you get back to holding people's feet to the fire for what they did wrong? Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you're leaving, sorry, you can grab us on. If your station's leaving, grab us online. Otherwise, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.